Sex Bob-omb, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff.
I'm hearing voices, animal voices, the tremor of cold, the feminine atmosphere, reaching my threshold, staring at the truth till I'm blind.
Hi. Jazzy, are you with us?
Crazy zombie?
I don't know what you're talking about. So, I woke up today, and I decided, screw the world. Actually, I woke up every day and say that. And I have decided that we are ready. The world is ready now. It's not enough, but it is ready. Do you know what it's ready for?
Pinky and the Brain?
No, they're dead. I ate them already.
Aww. Yep. I like Pinky and the Brain, though.
I know, a lot of people did. That's why I've eaten them. It's part of my plans. For world domination, laddie. I'm gonna take over the world. It's all mine. I'm taking it all. Yes. Not the little part over there, not the big part over there, the old part. All of them. They are now mine. You don't like it? I don't care. I'm going to eat you and your grandma too. And her little dog.
No. Not grandma's little doggy.
Not the donkey. The
doggy.
Dog. The dog. And the kitty cat.
No.
Ooh, we got anti-venom cookies? Wait, I want some of those. They sound tasty. I really...
Do you torture small animals?
No. And what the heck is what was up with that with you guys? You seriously, Dr. Phil? What?
It was seriously Dr. Phil.
Really?
Yeah.
That's just crazy stuff. Hello, Matthew. Welcome to the conversation. Really?
Yeah, we've talked to him before.
You guys got to give me more information up front, because then I would have had fun with him.
Maybe we'll get him back for you sometime.
Okay.
Yes, Matthew, we talked to Dr. Phil before the show.
Apparently they are friends with Dr. Phil. I don't know which Dr. Phil they're talking about, but it must be an American thing.
We're talking about that Dr. Phil over there.
Still don't know him. Yeah, still drawing a blank. And I'm definitely not going to be wearing women's clothing. I can safely say that has never occurred, nor shall it.
Or living in a gay relationship.
Or living in a gay relationship of any sort whatsoever. Female-sided, male-sided. Well, I wouldn't mind the female sides too much. That could be okay. Yeah, I could probably live with that part. But not the rest of it. Hi, Wolfie! Hi, Michael! And by the way, Michael and Matthew and Wolfie are in the chat room. And I don't know about Randy. Randy, I think, is just being sort of, like, there. Maybe.
I think he's here and listening.
Oh, he's there and listening?
Yeah.
I gotcha.
I think so. Ah, he's at work.
Ah.
He's listening, but not necessarily typing.
Oh, so we're... Hey, wait, Randy, how many people can hear us when we talk? I want to know. Because he, like, give me a clue, and when somebody's walking by the desk, I'll go, HIM! We'll get him! He will be our new experimental puppy dog.
Oh, God.
We shall
you have
make...
experimental puppy dogs now?
I have a couple of them. We try things on them.
Why am I just now hearing about this?
Oh, Randy's got the volume down. Nobody can hear us. Dagnabbit, what do you mean, why are you just hearing about this now? I thought you had heard about it already.
No, I knew about the... zombie bunnies.
Yes, they're tasty. Don't forget the monkeys.
Are they flying monkeys?
No, they're...
Keep the monkeys over there and away from the microphone.
No, come on, they're fun.
Oh, they're too loud for my headache.
Oh, yes, flying squirrels, too. They're too loud for your head. Oh, then I guess you really don't want me to bring the Uber zombie voice out.
No, please no.
Okay. We'll keep the Uber zombie voices for later. But do you know what today is?
Wednesday?
Yes. Very much so. Ooh, yes. And dude, everybody should be here. Why aren't everybody here? I want more people here. All you people in the chat room, I want you to go and spread the word of the After Rot. Come here, listen to us, play with us, ask us questions. Michael, give me a question. A question. I want a question from you. Give me a question, something I can talk about. My brain is kind of empty right now. Had a big, boring day of stupid people and stupid things and stuff and stuff and stuff and stuff and stuff. Why is it that I always have days full of stuff? Zombies don't go to the bathroom. By the way, FYI, for those at home who are listening and cannot see the chat room, by the way, you should come to the chat room. It is quite fun. Has asked, how many times does a zombie go to the bathroom? Well, outstanding question. Very simply put, never. We don't go to the bathroom. We just keep ambling along and things just sort of fall out. We don't plan these things. They just occur.
I like the next question.
Does it wipe? Well, it wipes your smile off the ground, yes. But no, there is no need to wipe anymore. Because there's no need for that. And no, it does not put any lotion in the basket. That is kind of ew. Wait. No. What?
Well, let's not go there.
Well, he's talking about Hannibal Lecter. Lecter. Oh. Have you seen that movie, Jazzy? Silence of the Lambs?
No.
My God. Really?
Really?
You have never seen Silence of the Lambs? With the crazy Anthony Perkins guy, who is a psychotic killer, is just killing...
He creeps me out.
Well, that's the whole purpose of the movie. That's his role in the movie. He's a creepy little serial killer that is so super smart. He's really, you know...
I don't like
smart.
Movies that creep me out, though.
What the hell? And you're talking to a zombie?
I know.
Huh.
Although there is a zombie movie that I do want to see.
Warm Bodies?
Yes.
That actually... You know what? I'm glad you posted that on my Facebook. I hadn't actually heard about it until then. Then I checked it out and was like, dude, I'll watch this movie. This movie looks funny. The whole concept. By the way, spoiler alert for people. Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. That's my also fake, Wayne... No. What the hell are the names? Garth? Wayne and Garth. Wayne's World. Yes, that's it. Thank you. Oh. Thank you, evil zombie monkey. Yes, spoiler alerts. Warm Bodies. Premise. Zombie infection. Apocalypse. World is destroyed. Blah. People are trying to survive. Blah. One little zombie guy. Hey, she's cute. I like her. Falls in love with the chick. Hearts start beating again. Dun 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 dun. Wait a second. He now no longer wants to eat people. What the heck? Then they have their little association, and they get together, and they're friendly, and they, like, do the whole happy, happy, happy. And then, like, the other zombies see them, and they start getting infected with humanity, too. What the hell, man? I think that the idea is good. I think it's actually... It's a great way to inject a whole... another kind of romantic rom-com, whatever you want to call it. I hate stupid labels like that, but that's what it fits as, into the zombie apocalypse. Because, you know, we need more zombies in everything.
I just like that it's like a zombie love story.
Yeah, a zombie love story with no freaking sparkly vampires. Because that whole series of movies just creeps me out. Speaking of things that creep people out, dude, have you seen the Twilight stuff?
Yeah, I went to the last Twilight movie, come on.
Okay, dude, that stuff creeps me out. 350-year-old guy macking on a 17-year-old girl? Seriously? It's pedophilia, I mean, they're right there. So you get nothing back on that.
He looks like a 17-year-old boy, so it's kind of okay, right?
Nope. I look like a 30-year-old man, but I'm not. I'm a 500-year-old zombie.
And so you're telling me because you're a 500-year-old zombie but look like a 35-year-old man, it's not okay to hit on
17-year-olds. Yes, it's not okay.
My head is spinning.
I can fix that. I will explain. I'm sure I've explained this to you before because I know I can have a memory on this. Trepanning. I can never pronounce the word properly right. Have you heard of it?
I vaguely remember it.
It's one of my most favoritest operational type medical things that you can do. It's funny. Well, it's like, have you ever seen the videos like the National Geographic stuff or those nature programs where you got those guys running around? I think, where is it? Some places in Africa or whatever. The gazelle and the deer, and then they take the like long straw thing, stick it into the side of the animal's neck, and they suck out the blood, and then they pull it off and let the animal go free, so they're just taking some blood rather than killing the animal completely, and they just live on the blood. Do you remember that? Huh?
No, I don't remember that.
Oh, well then you're going to get a kick out of this. So trepanning, however it's pronounced, is where they take a big drill. You know those hand drills where you go... Not like the electric drills, but the hand drills.
Mm-hmm.
And they go to the base of your skull. And they drill into the bottom of your skull. And they drain some of the fluid out.
That sounds painful.
Well, what happens is, sometimes there's a lot of extra fluid in your head. You go wagga 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 wagga, and it hurts. So draining it actually takes the evil spirits out. But yes, that was originally a medieval thing, as Matthew was mentioning. It was originally a medieval operation that they used to perform because they used to believe migraines were an infection of the devil or demons or possessive type stuff. So they figured if they drained some of it out and actually cured you, they got rid of it. Ooh, look, Michael has magic powers. He can fly.
He can fly.
That's okay. I can shoot things that fly. Pew, pew! But, ooh, speaking of which, what do you mean how they plug the hole? They just tape it over with duct tape. Come on, Jazzy, that was your cue.
I got duct tape.
Well, I would hope so.
Do we need duct tape?
Apparently Michael does. He needs to know how to plug the hole.
Okay. I'll get some duct tape for you, Michael.
Okay. Michael, yeah, duct tape's been around for like forever, you know? That was invented like in Roman times. Because that stuff was awesome. However, I don't know if everybody follows picture memes on Facebook and whatever, but I saw a cool one. It was about Walking Dead. Another spoiler alert. Glenn, duct tape to a chair, but still kicks ass. Thought that was funny. I saw it earlier and I shared it. I was like, that was awesome. So, yeah. So, I don't know, Jazzy, but today I have no plan for tonight's show. I usually do have at least a bit of a plan, some kind of some broad spectrum type concept of what I want to talk about or chat about or that sort of thing. Tonight, I got nothing. I'm on a random. Completely random.
Aren't we usually on random?
No, we're on part random. Like I said, usually there's some degree of some pre-programming and some pre-design for what we're going to talk about. It may not sound like there's a design, but it is. There's always a design because I like designs. I like art. I like pretty pictures. Pretty.
Ah.
Look at that. Look at all the colors. By the way, I'm looking at all the colors because I'm looking at my shelves of DVDs right now. I was going to talk about one. I'm going to pick one at random. Somebody pick. Give me a letter. Give me a letter. Ooh, Star Wars? P. Ooh, Prophecy. One of my favorite movies. Prophecy, the first one. That was a good, fun movie. The idea where... Hiccup? What?
Yeah, hiccup.
Well, excuse you, young lady. Gadzooks and odds bodkin. Zounds, even. I've got that on tape, too. Ha ha! So yeah, P,
great.
Prophecy.
That's another bodily function that someone has on tape.
I don't want to know about any of the others. And we're moving on. P for Prophecy. Great movie. Wasn't so much a fan of the sequels, but they were fun too. But the idea of the movie that God's angels were abandoned by God. Actually, the devils. And Lucifer was another fallen angel still trying to get back. But Christopher Walken is very upset. Very upset. He's trying to find a way to get back into God's love. And he can't. It's a good movie. Much fun. I'm not going to say much more than that because I don't want to say any of it that ruins people. Yeah. So what kind of movies are coming up that are going to be sounding good? And no Twilight. Ooh, we got the Hobbit movie coming up. Ooh, yes, 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 yes. Come on, kids. Hobbit. Are we ready for a Hobbit movie?
No.
Why not? What? I hear the heavy breathing from you again.
Because I just sighed.
Don't do that.
Is this better?
Sure, but Michael is ducking. Let's see.
Why
what
is
are
Michael
we got?
Ducking?
Because you breathed heavily. Oh, yeah. Tarantino. Got a movie coming out. Oh, yeah, he's got that Yabango, whatever the heck song, movie that is.
Okay.
Are these DVD releases or show releases? Huh. Chronicle? Chronicle? Oh, by the way, yeah, if you're going to talk about flying, Chronicle was a fun movie.
Didn't what see the? It.
Oh, that's very sad. You should see it. It's a good movie.
I just saw Lawless yesterday.
I am not familiar with this movie.
Oh my goodness. It's about a brother, like three brothers and they're moonshiners.
Moonshine.
During Prohibition time. It was a really good movie. It was a true story too.
I kind of want to watch this movie Cloud Atlas at some point. And Skyfall. Skyfall sounds fun. And Wreck-It Ralph! Yeah! What's Vamps?
Ooh. What's what?
What's Vamps? Vamps sounds fun.
Yes, Michael, with Shia LaBeouf.
Who?
Shia LaBeouf?
I don't like him.
I love him!
He bugged me.
And he was in Lawless.
Oh. I guess I won't watch that then. He was in Transformers too, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I don't like him.
He's not going to be in the next Transformers, from what I hear.
Good. And I hope to God Megan Fox is not going to be in it either again.
No, she wasn't in the last one.
I know, that's why I like that one better. Alicia Silverstone and Kristen Ritter. Vamps, I could probably watch that. Nice girls suck! That sounds fun. Yeah. It's a good tagline there. All right, what else is coming out? Oh, what's this Twilight Saga? Breaking Dawn Part...
Saw it!
See, that was me making fun of the movie. Skyfall, yeah, that looks fun. Lincoln! Ooh, I heard good things about Lincoln. What did I hear about Lincoln? Oh, I saw a Frankenstein version of that picture. That's cool. Yeah, I heard good things about Lincoln. But it's one of these real-life type drama, biography type historical drama things. Yeah. Oh, they redid To Kill a Mockingbird? What? The hell?
Did they really?
Oh, no, that's just the re-release. DVD re-release.
Oh.
Okay, so I think I'm going to leave this website because I don't think that's right. Ooh, let's go to the Teelers. Trazers. Oh, Iron Man 3. Yeah. Ooh, Devil Inside looks good. Contraband, I don't know about that one. The Divide? I've heard things about that one. That one sounds interesting. Oh, yeah, World War Z. That's going to be
a neat
movie.
Oh, yes.
That's going to be a neat movie.
An action-packed movie.
Yes, that. For certainty. Yes. Lame. Michael doesn't like the Mandarin. What the hell's wrong with you?
What?
He apparently does not like the Mandarin. Okay, Michael, please explain to us what's... Oh, okay. The World War Z is lame. Okay. Yeah, I'm kind of ambivalent on that. It's like, I like the fact that they're doing it. I really want that to happen. But the trailer, the little short trailer that they put out a little while ago, the whole... All of the zombies look like a bunch of insects rolling, running, super spaz. It's like, that really just makes them look goofy. It's like, and I keep saying like, I have to stop that. Stop it! Okay, we're not going to do that anymore tonight. There's one of the things that I always enjoyed in it, but a good zombie movie, was that you get some personality into the zombies. The Walking Dead does it perfectly. Well, zombie. They don't have a real name. They don't really need a name. They have a concept. They have an identity and a characterization based around what the zombie represented. Or bicycle zombie, or what's the other ones? It's a couple of dozen of them. And every zombie movie always has somebody that you can point at and say, oh, look, that's funny. He's got some character. Oh, they just killed him. Awesome. That was funny. World War Z looks like it's going to be a bunch of ants. I don't know, it's like, Yeah, and the other things I've heard about the movie adaptation of World War Z is that there's like maybe 27% of the book in the movie. The rest of it is stuff that they just sort of kibitzed, cobbled together to give it a feel and look that they were trying to go for. Oh, look, it's a Brad Pitt zombie movie. Oh! Which will get a fair number of people, I'm sure, into the... theater to watch the movie, but is that really what I really want to see? I don't know. Yeah, make the book. There's definitely ways to make the book into a movie. I mean, I'm not sure how they've made the right trip. So, they made a movie, Cirque du Soleil. That sounds cool.
What?
Cirque du Soleil.
No way.
Yeah, apparently. It's called Worlds Away. Oh, you know, what is this story? The circus is performing the story. That's neat. It's like a play. Ooh.
That's neat.
I could watch that. I don't know any of these people there, so I don't care. Monsters, Inc. Another Monsters, Inc. movie. Weehee.
Really?
Yep. Nope. Sorry, I lied. Why is there... What the hell? Oh, no, there is another Monsters, Inc. movie coming out.
Don't get me all excited and then break my heart and then get me all excited again.
Yeah, it's 3D. Monster University. No, not Cloudy with a Chance of Leftovers. Cloudy with a Chance of Brain Splatter. Yeah. The Impossible. I don't know what the hell... Oh. It sounds interesting. I don't know. I'll pass. I'll pass on that. Django Unchained, though. That sounds interesting. With the help of his mentor, a slave-turned-bounty hunter sets out to rescue his wife from a brutal Mississippi plantation owner. We're now talking... another Tarantino movie. Ooh, Leonardo DiCaprio's it. You'll like that.
What movie?
Django Unchained. Ooh, it's a western.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I like westerns.
Yeah. Les Mis? Oh, they're doing a Les Mis. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that one. It kind of looks good, though.
I'm sure it's going to be good. It's got a bunch of top-name people in it, but it's like, eh. It's real-life movie stuff. Bleh. I'm not a big fan. Bleh. And did I see something about the Wizard of Oz movie?
Yeah.
I saw something about a Wizard of Oz movie, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
Texas Chainsaw 3D!
Oh, God, no.
Oh, God, yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah.
God, no.
Oh, and wait, another Schwarzenegger movie. Awesome!
What about another Schwarzenegger movie?
It's called The Last Stand. The leader of a drug cartel busts out of a courthouse and speeds to his Mexican border, where the only thing in his path is a sheriff and his inexperienced staff. Okay. Ah. Yeah, no, I'll watch that, because any Schwarzenegger movie that's got really big guns, because it's got a Gatling gun, is going to be a fun movie of... Oh, look! Oh, my God. I did not hear about this, but now I should remember that I did hear about this. Okay, this one? I'm not so sure about. Okay, people, check this out. Hansel and Gretel, Witch Hunters. This is another one of the spin on modern-day retelling, classic type stories. Let's mix them all up and make something new, like Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Hunter, or Zombie Killer, or what else is he? Oh, yes, Frankenstein, too. Yes, it has The Hawk, Jeremy Renner. More importantly than that, it also has Famke Janssen, who we like. She's yummy. We like her. So I will watch this. I just don't know when or how. Oh, another Jason Statham movie. Woohoo! I'm guessing cars will go fast, people will get beat up, and there'll be things getting shot. Yes, Michael, really? I am just going to say... Oh, and there's another movie that I would like to mention. John Dies at the End. I don't know when exactly it comes out. I'm sorry, but EW just said something funny in a chat room that you guys can't see. Ha ha! Yes, I want to see John Dies. I also want to see The Parker. I also want to see Hansel and Gretel. Movie 43 does not look like a movie I'm going to watch. Too bad. Sorry about that. Let's see, what's coming out in February? Warm Bodies. Hey, that's it. That's where the movie comes out.
Yay!
Ooh!
I can't wait to see that one.
You know who's going to be in it that's going to be really cool?
Who?
John Malkovich.
Ooh!
Yeah, I didn't know he was in it. But I don't know the rest of these people. Nicholas Holt, Teresa Palmer, and Dave Franco. Oh, I know Dave Franco. Dave Franco is the guy that says, "Who are we going to shoot?" And he points at the other zombie thing. That guy! I haven't seen
shoot
Red 2 yet.
Over there.
Yes. Oh, and look, another Stallone movie. Wait, is he covered in tattoos now? Apparently he's got a crap load of tattoos, too. That looks dumb. Ooh, that looks dumb. Oh, look. Ha ha ha. Michael, you're asked about Red 2. How about Die Hard 5? A good day to Die Hard. Oh, Patrick Stewart's going to be in it? That would be awesome with Patrick Stewart as the bad guy. A good day to Die Hard. Yippee-ki-yay, Mother Russia. And I like that. That's funny. I'll watch that. Beautiful Creatures. Sounds like fairies. Scanning through. I don't know what that's about. That sounds wrong. Escape from Planet Earth. Ooh. Oh, it's an animated. Brendan Fraser. Sarah Paska. James Gandolfini.
There's nothing wrong with animated.
James Gandolfini and Jessica Alba. Escape from Planet Earth. Coming soon to a movie theater near you. Because the storyline is this. Astronaut Scorch Supernova finds himself caught in a trap when he responds to an SOS from a notoriously dangerous alien planet. Fun ensues. That, by the way, boys and girls, is my radio voice that I use for old-time radio. Ooh, I Frankenstein. That sounds neat, too. Yeah, no, that looks good. Ooh, Bill Nighy. Well, however you pronounce his name. He's a good, fun actor. What else is coming out? March. Ooh, I like March. What's coming out in March? Oz, the Great and Powerful. That's the one we were talking about earlier. Mila Kunis is going to be in it? Oh, wait. Whoa, hold on. Stop the presses here. Hey, pull it back a bit, Jazzy.
Huh?
Pull it back a bit. Stop the presses. Sam Raimi is the director. I did not know that. I will now have to watch this movie.
I don't know who that is.
Oz the Great and Powerful.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know who Sam Raimi is?
Mm-mm.
What? You have to leave now. Sam Raimi is the director of my favorite movie of all time. Do you know what that movie was?
No.
Come on. Yes, that one too. Army of Darkness. Here's, if one of you primitive screwheads so much as touches me, this is my boomstick. So one of the very few movies that I can actually make quotes from. I can't remember movie quotes, but that movie, I've seen it enough times that I've probably remembered much of it. Ooh! Here's another movie coming out in March. Are you ready for the third remake of Carrie?
Oh, God.
Yes, I'm on the oh, God side of that as well, because... Yes, I also did the Spider-Man. Well, we are kind of... Joe, by the way, Joe Dog is in the chat room. Hi, Joe Dog. Yeah, we're kind of pretending that that Spider-Man movie didn't exist. But, Carrie movie. They're remaking that... Sorry, they remade that. Fun fact, which I know I've mentioned it before. You may all have forgotten it. But I'm going to say it again. Filmed, a good portion of it, filmed 3 blocks away from where I live.
I remember you saying that.
Yes. But I am really disappointed because it's like, it's the remake of the remake of the remake. What the hell, people? Come on. Ooh, Jack the Giant Slayer. That looks neat. Bryan Singer. Could be good. Could be crap. Have to remain and see it. Captain Phillips. No, that sounds good. The Croods. Yeah. Oh, look, another G.I. Joe movie. Woohoo! Not really, but it could be good. Michael, Superman, no, that's not remakes, that's all new movies, they're sequels. Okay, so this is the third remake of Superman. However, the second one didn't count. Kind of, maybe, sort of.
Why didn't the second one count?
Because they made him sound like a deadbeat dad.
Mm.
Ooh, The Host. Ooh, that looks neat. I'll watch that. Alien Souls. Yeah. Take Over the Earth. Yeah, that's me. Wait. Stephanie Meyer wrote this? I'll pass.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No, I did not know that. We'll pass.
Same whatever. Author as Twilight.
We'll pass. Let's see what's on for April then. Down out. Oh my goodness, boys and girls. Another Jurassic Park. No, wait. Yep. No. Wait. Oh, no, they're just 3D-ifying it. Screw those. Screw that. Lame. Yeah! Good movie coming out in April. Are you ready for it? Are you ready for it? Kids in the chat room, you should be ready for this. Evil Dead. Yay!
Yay!
And Scary Movie 5, same month, with Charlie Sheen.
Oh, God.
And Lindsay Lohan. And Ashley Tisdale.
It just keeps... worse and worse.
I know. That's what it is. However, wait. Tom Cruise and Morgan Freeman are in another movie? Oblivion. Sounds interesting. No pictures yet. Space. It's fun. Big Wedding. Nah, that sounds boring. What else in May? Iron Man 3. Yeah. Oh my God. They did do The Great Gatsby. Oh yeah. Leon. DiCaprio guy. I don't like him. Mm-hmm. I'm not a really big fan of him. I've never really liked any of his music stuff. Oh! May has another good movie. Star Trek. I'll watch it. I like it. No, Michael, I don't like Leonardo. Leonardo. DiCapio. Not a big fan. Ever since Titanic. Oh, man. Fast and Furious 6? Really? Seriously? That needed to be done again? Oh, look, and The Rock is back in it again. Ooh. Nah, I pass on that. Ooh, this one looks good, though. Epic. Beyonce is going to be in it? What?
Beyonce's going to be in what?
In a movie called Epic. Oh, it's an animated movie.
Epic?
I don't know. A teenager finds herself transported to a deep forest setting where a battle between the forces of good and the forces of evil is taking place. She bands together with a ragtag group of characters in order to save their world and ours. It's another animated movie. Another Ice Age type movie. But it sounds good. And on that note, for the moment... How now, brown cow? What time do you thou? Actually, that didn't make any sense, so I'm going to stop that. We're back. That was Morphine, a good band, an interesting band. They, how shall I put it? They are a bass guitar, a cello, and I can't remember the horn instrument that they play. And that's it. But they've got a good funky sound to them. That particular song was Murder for the Money. I've always liked them. I think everybody should have at least a couple of ounces of morphine with them at all times. Right, Jazzy?
I'm here.
Okay, good. I'm glad to hear that. However, I have something amusing to say. I am just looking at this month's previews. Previews is, of course, the comic book industry's catalog of all the stuff that's coming out for you fine people to buy with your good money so that us people who sell stuff can take your money and buy more stuff. They have some black light posters coming out for Walking Dead. They're nasty. I like it. I want one. However, and in that vein, I'm very disappointed this week. Because it is Wednesday, and Wednesday is Comic Book Day! One of my favorite days in the week. Actually, it is my favorite day in the week. In general. Normally. However, I only got... How many comics did I get this week? 7 comics this week. That's it. Just 7. No, 6. That's previews catalog. 6 comics. I'm very disappointed by this fact.
Just 6?
Just 6. And you know what's really pissing me off? Not one single one of them was Marvel. That's really pissing me off. I don't really like what Marvel's doing in their comic books right now. I have some hope that it's changing around because of the catalog saying what the new Marvel books are going to be out in the next couple of months. They've got a reissue going on of one of my favorite characters, Nova, the Human Rocket. I always enjoyed him. He was a rich writer and his ability to fly supersonic speeds and everything else like that. And they've got the Guardians of the Galaxies coming back out again. Always good galactic fun. Hey, shoot 'em up, things go boom. It's always fun. But everything else in the offerings for Marvel this month, I don't like it. It's like, eh. Big bag of meh. I like Mimic, the first movie. Wait, what Mimic are we talking about in the chat room right now? Sparkling Wolverine. No, yeah, they got that one. They did that already. Oh, the character Mimic. Actually, she wasn't too bad when you got into the Exiles series, where they're flipping around from parallel world to parallel world. It's like, wait a sec, what are we doing here? Why are we doing this? Okay, let's kill things. Okay. I always enjoyed that. But it got tired pretty quick, especially after when they rebooted the series and started a whole new Exiles group. And you guys are... What? Nah, it just didn't work. So, this week's comics... Just to quickly recap for everyone, Godzilla, ongoing series, number 7, where the band of, I don't know what you want to call them guys, keeps trying to kill Godzilla, and still fails. Chew, excellent series, issue number 30, ooh, look, it's the wedding issue, woohoo! Wait, that cake is bleeding, awesome, I like Chew, and everybody else, so should you. Prophecy, book number 5. Basically, Red Sonja, Ash from Army of Darkness, Herbert West from Reanimator, Pantha from a few other older comics, Dracula, and Vampirella, all getting together to try and save the world from the end. Dun dun dun. Yes, it sounds ridiculous to me too. However, I'm still collecting it because Red Sonja and Vampirella are in it. Ha ha! Okay, here we go. Here's one for you, Jazzy. Night of the Living Dead. Aftermath. Number 2. Yes, Matthew, Herbert West is trying to save the world. Because, well, he feels bad about all the bad things. Oh, and the next one. Ghost. Number 2. This is a really good, fun series. She's a ghost, but she fights crime. Dig it? I dig it. Is Jazzy still here?
I am.
Awesome. And then the last one is a reprint series, but it's Joe Kubert Presents, and number 2 of 6, and they are a bunch of reprintings of some old classic Kubert stories. In this case, it's Redeemer, USS Stevens, and Angel and the Ape. And I'm going to go out on a limb and probably guess that you did not know that he passed away earlier this year. We have much sadness for that. Sadness. He was a landmark creator, writer, author, guy who did really cool comic book stuff. Things like Tarzan, Hawkman, a whole bunch of other books as well. Sergeant Rock, yes, I forgot about that for a sec. And he's, people live, they get old, they die, they move on, we have memories, and then we go on to other stuff. That's my spiel on the people who've passed. Now, what else are we talking about? Ooh, look, a new series coming out for Hellraiser. I like it. And I like this girl's art. That's Tim Broadstreet. Dudes, if you guys have never had the opportunity, check out an artist by the name of Tim Broadstreet. He does some awesome artwork. He's done a couple of the covers for Army of Darkness, a few of the series in the past. He's doing a lot of the covers for Hellraiser, which is had an ongoing comic book series till issue number 20, which finished last month. Then they've got another series called The Hell Below, and it looks like they have another one coming out called The Dark Watch. I like this artwork. Oh, great. Issue number 1 has 3 covers. I must get all 3. However, I personally stopped collecting Fanboys vs. Zombies because that was just getting silly. Oh, wait. It started out silly. Jazzy.
What?
Are you there?
I am.
Did you know that they actually have a Fathom? Not quite Fathom, but what's her name? Kirsten Stewart?
Yeah.
Comic.
Really?
Yep. It's a extra-length comic with her in one side and Geek Boy on the other side. I don't know his name. If I were to try and remember his name, that would be bad.
That's just sad.
Very sad. I still haven't been able to sell them. I regret picking them up.
I was going to say, why would you pick that up?
Not for me, for resale.
No one really likes her.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? You tell me this now? Why?
I didn't know you were going to pick something like that up.
It was famous. You know? Famous shit's supposed to sell. Puh. Guess not,
yeah, but
huh?
Haven't you seen all those memes like, this is Kristen smiling, this is Kristen's angry face, and it's all the same emotion?
Actually, I have seen those, and I laughed at all of them because they are right. I have seen... Ooh, look. Superman comes out on June 14th, by the way, boys and girls. And then right after that comes out The End of the World. Which is a movie. Yes, I've seen Snow White. And The Huntsman. Everything was great about that movie except Kirsten. She royally, in my opinion, sucked the doo-doo in that one. She was like a piece of wood walking across a screen. What is this? Oh, it's a piece of wood. Is it say things? Yes, apparently his mouth does move. We don't know what it's trying to say. Oh, bad things are coming. Okay, good to know. Thank you. We'll rock on over here now. She's still hot. What? Michael? Dude? Seriously? Nuh-uh. She's like a piece of wood.
Zombie.
Yeah, she acts like a piece of wood. She looks like a piece of wood. I would probably rather bang a piece of wood rather than bang her. It's just, nah, there's nothing there. At least with a piece of wood, you have an excuse. It's a piece of wood.
I'm a bad actress, and I'm saying I could probably act better than her.
A piece of wood could act better than her. Splinters, you just be careful. You pull them out. Ah! EW made a sound noise.
Being to you, too.
Seriously. All right. So, I hate to do this, boys and girls, but I have some news. News.
Oh, no.
News. The world. The world is going to end. I'm hungry.
Quick, give him cookies.
And I let the door open. The monkeys got out.
Quick, get them cookies.
It's too late. The monkeys are out. The monkeys are out. Cookies. Cookies. I need some more cookies. Where are the cookies?
Give them cookies. I'm getting the duct tape.
Duct tape? That don't do nothing. I don't care what you guys say about the duct tape. That stuff don't do nothing. 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 Ain't gonna do nothing with the duct tape. But... Hey, look. We've almost done an hour now. Isn't that stellar? Fantastic? Extra plastic? No, wait.
Where is our time gone?
I ate that, too.
Someone is messing with the time again, because... I swear that was not an hour.
No, it wasn't. It was actually 48 minutes so far.
I swear it wasn't that either.
Don't swear. It's not very nice. You hurt my feelings if you start swearing at me. And then I go, and then I start eating. Eating.
I've had enough crying today.
Eating. But did you guys all catch the Magic Farmers episode on Friday, just passed? It was episode number 7. Very proud of that episode.
I actually missed it.
Very proud of that episode. It was actually fun. What do you mean you missed it? Dude.
I was busy being sick.
How can you be sick and not be able to listen to things? It's called press a button. Play.
It's called I was sleeping way too much because I was sick.
No wonder you were sick. You were sleeping. Don't you know? Don't. Okay. You living human types.
Sleep is bad for when...
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No. What you're supposed to do is you're supposed to drink a quart of whiskey, get out, go outside, chop a quart of wood, come back in, have another glass of whiskey, get all happy, go back on outside and chop some more wood, and then drop down dead.
I'll pass on that.
I guarantee it will fix your colds, your ailments, everything that hurts you. That will fix it. Guaranteed. The zombie way of life is the only way of life. It's the life for me. Dee dee.
I'm just going to continue to blame the turkey.
Turkey. Turkey. I like turkey. And chicken. And pork. And beef. And duck. I haven't had duck in ages. I could use some duck right now. Honey! Yes! Cook up some duck, please! Okay! I don't think she's going to do it, though. What she probably is doing is she's probably cooking me up a chicken, making it look like a duck. Hey, look, Hellion joined in. 8 minutes before the end of the show.
Aw, he missed it.
He missed. We talked about him. We talked about him and all the other people who didn't show up today. I'm talking, man. You guys should all show up on time, because if you do, then we won't talk about you. We didn't talk about Michael today. We didn't talk about Matthew today. We did, however, talk about that other guy. And that other
one right there?
Yeah. And the other girl. I got them all on a computer list, man. I got billions of names. He's... Mm-hmm. Hellion just got home because he's doing his... Kung Fu. My Kung Fu is better than your Kung Fu.
Wait, we have a Kung Fu Hellion?
Yes.
Oh, God, everyone run. We can't have a Kung Fu Hellion. Sorry. No.
And I believe, and I'm not 100% I'm drinking too much today. I think that's it. I need another drink. Yes, please, make it a double. Qui-Gon Kung Fu, I think is it. I could be wrong. I don't know. But he posted up an awesome little... short of Bruce Lee doing ping pong with nunchucks. And holy crap, is he awesome. I love Bruce Lee's. Bruce Lee's fighting style was awesome. Nobody can beat that. It's really sad that he passed away like that. Oh well. Moving on. Hey, look, bunnies.
Where?
In my belly.
No, I wanted to play with the bunny.
Nuh-uh. Oh yeah, it is Qui-Gon. Okay. Yes, bunnies in my belly. In my belly, belly. It's full of the bunnies. And it's sad to say, but you know what? They went away into my belly. Tastes like jelly, and we're not Nelly Furtado. I don't know who Nelly Furtado. Oh, I do know who Nelly Furtado
She's
is.
She's a singer.
She's a Canadian singer too.
I like her.
Really?
Yeah.
She was much better before she got all skanko.
Hmm.
She became all skanko. That's her, like, M.O. mode look type thing, whatever, now, right?
I don't know.
She's, like, got the whole skank thing going on, and it's like, I don't really like her then. She used to be really good. She should be an actual fun singer. Now she's just trying to be, like, who was the, like, Lindsay Lohan and,
Oh, God.
What the heck? What was the other one? Not Christina Aguilera. I liked her. Britney Spears. She's trying to be like Britney Spears. And yes, she's a skank-o-matic. And yeah. But do you know what comes on after our show tonight? Jazzy?
Free pie.
Free pie. And do you know what's going to be on the free pie tonight?
Aren't we talking about music of the month?
Artist of the month, indeed, the indeed, month. Indeed. Mr. EW has been having his little contest going on for a variety of local and indie artists. And oh, sorry, Artist of the Year. My bad. Artist of the Year. So there's a few of these artists that have been Artist of the Month, and he's going to be talking about their music, their accomplishments, their coffee choices and tastes and preferences in how to brush their teeth, and stuff like that. Maybe.
Wait, we're talking about how they brush their teeth?
Yes, because that's very important for a vocal artist to be able to make sure that they have good hygiene, so that when they sing clean. You don't want dirty singers. That's just so dirty. That's just dirty. And then, after free pie, we've got
mental candy.
Candy. I want candy. And on mental candy, we have, or she's going to have, Joan's going to have a gentleman by the name of Jared Lambert. I can say that name real easy because that's a proper English-style sounding name. Jared Lambert. And the name of the band that he's from is harder to pronounce. Ian or Jen Oblique. And I like the word oblique. It's a nice good word because it's kind of oblique. And it's one of those big fancy 25-cent words, which I happen to personally love, and which everybody who knows me probably understands that because I throw that at them every once in a while. And I hope they understand the word. And if they don't, I hope they say, what does that word mean? So that I can explain it to them so that they learn. Words is good for you. They make bigger brains. And you know what that means? Bigger brains? Bigger brains? Come on, Jazzy. What does it mean?
More food for you.
More food for me. I like it. Like it a lot. And, well, I'm going to do some self-promoting here. Anybody who's listening to the show, feel free. Come on down to After Rot every Wednesday night, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We are always here to make your day happier. Also,
yay.
Join us on Facebook. Join me on Twitter. Follow me. I'm silly sometimes and sometimes poignant and sometimes wise sounding. I make words sound good sometimes and they're fun. Facebook, look me up, Zombie Zach or Z-Zach. Find me and I will make happiness. Because my thing is all about being brightness. And then, you can help join my world domination efforts for taking over the world. And we are going to fix all of the world's problems. All of them. So those guys who don't know how to drive, we're fixing them.
Oh, good.
<'Cause>
I ran into those bad drivers again today. It was just...
And on that merry note, once again, Thank you all for joining us. We've appreciated you tremendously and hope you'll come back again next week.
If you go down in the woods today, you're sure of a big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you'd better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day that teddy bears have their pick.